And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 14th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Hamlin Garland, born on a farm near West Salem, Wisconsin, 1860. It's the birthday of the critic and translator Eric Bentley, born in Bolton, England, 1916. In 1942, he went to UCLA to teach freshman English for a year and met the playwright Bertolt Brecht, who'd come to this country fleeing Nazi Germany. Brecht was unknown in this country, and the two of them, Bentley and Brecht, became close. It was Bentley who translated a lot of Brecht's work into English and helped establish his career in America. It was on this day, 1814, Francis Scott Key wrote the poem that became the Star-Spangled Banner. The British had captured Washington, D.C. on the 24th of August. They destroyed as much of it as they could, destroyed the White House and the Capitol building, and then moved on to Baltimore, which was a more important city, a major port city. And they captured a doctor named William Beans, who was elderly and well-liked by people, and a young lawyer, Francis Scott Key, went off to try to rescue him. The British were in the midst of attacking Baltimore, and they wouldn't let Key take Dr. Beans back until after the attack, so the Americans had to wait on a sloop behind the British fleet, which was bombarding Fort McHenry, where there was a huge flag, 30 feet by 42, which disappeared in the night, as the British fired about 1,500 rockets and bombs and cannonballs across the water at Fort McHenry. The Americans had to wait all night until the sky got light enough to see, and in the morning they saw the American flag. Francis Scott Key was released, and he wrote the poem in a room at the Indian Queen Hotel. And within 5 days, it was printed, circulated all over Baltimore. Someone discovered you could sing it to the tune of a popular English drinking song to Anacreon in heaven. And at a tavern in Baltimore, an actor named Ferdinand Durang became the first person to publicly sing it. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Marquardt, entitled My Father's Wallet. Small curve of leather that rode on his backside in the pickup to auctions every Tuesday, that stretched and marked the right pocket of his Levi's, that padded the wood chairs of the cafe where he gossiped with other farmers about grain yields, corn futures, that rests now in the cupboard above the sewing machine, like an upturned turtle shell, abandoned among spools of thread, jars of buttons, where Mother put it after she cleared away his 15 trim suits, his 30 shirts, his pajamas and robe, his neat row of shoes. His pickup sits undriven in the left bay of the garage. Only the wallet remains, packed as he left it, with plastic cards, photo IDs, gold membership numbers, the unspent $50, and the unused lines of credit we all hope will someday save us. At the White Knights Casino, we plug the slots for him for the big lotto payoff, waiting for his always earthly luck to rub off on us. But everything comes up lemons, oranges, diamonds, flags, and rubies in the wrong combinations, the mixed bag of fruits and wild cards that never fell in place the way we'd always hoped or expected. A poem by Deborah Marquardt, My Father's Wallet, from the collection From Sweetness, published by Pearl Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.